W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Israel, air sirens sounding again this past hour. The IDF says to the north, Israelis taking shelter again after days of escalating airstrikes between Israel and Iran. In an exclusive ABC News interview, Jonathan Carl spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's leader says their goal is to destroy Iran's nuclear capabilities, saying Iran has not shown it's ready to make a deal with the U.S.
We're going to see if Iran is serious about dismantling their nuclear program, dismantling their missile capacity, dismantling the terror axis that terrorizes everybody in the Middle East and well beyond. If they agree to all of that, obviously, the war could end.
President Trump at the G7 summit in Canada says Iran must agree to a nuclear deal.
They have to make a deal, and it's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man allegedly behind the assassinations of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and then the attacks on Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, has been caught. Officials say Vance Bolter had a manifesto targeting Democratic lawmakers, including 11 in Wisconsin. Before he was arrested, Wisconsin State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim had this to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's jarring. It's sad. It's disappointing. It literally makes my stomach queasy. I know that when you volunteer, you put yourself forward for a civic responsibility, you're doing it for the right reasons. You're trying to speak for people. And the fact that there is so much anger that they lost their lives is it's an emotional thing.
Bolter was arrested in Green Isle, Minnesota, which is about 90 minutes from the Wisconsin border. Gas prices continue to fall. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 2.8 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 8.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 33 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say drivers should expect prices to increase. Israel and Iran are trading attacks, which has caused oil prices to surge to multi-month highs. Gas prices could rise by 10 to 20 cents, and diesel could jump 15 to 25 cents in the days ahead. Gas Buddy officials say the situation in the Middle East has the potential to worsen at any moment.
In Green Bay, prices have fallen almost 2.5 cents to $2.88, and in Appleton and Oshkosh, the average price for a gallon of gas sits at $2.87. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked to me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. We've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bain to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, warm and muggy, with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon, and then a line rolling through late tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow, back from adventures in Canada, will be joining us to break down the news. Retired Major General Randy Manner will be here as well. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. You ever heard of Dr. Robert Malone? Dr. Malone is one of the guys that Bob Kennedy just put in charge of your public health, our public health, your and my public health. He's one of the new U.S. government's advisors on vaccine recommendations. And NewsGuard, NewsGuardRealityCheck.com, by the way, is the website. This is a Substack newsletter that's really worth subscribing to. It's free. As most all Substack newsletters are, you know, you can kick in a little if you want to help somebody out, but typically most of the content is free. And the, on NewsGuard, I think all of their content is free. And they published a piece today, NewsGuardRealityCheck.com, titled "The Myths Promoted by a New CDC Vaccine Advisor." And this is Robert Malone. Let's just go through the list. These are the things that Malone has said in the recent past. Literally as recently as April 14th of this year, he said that the measles vaccination can cause measles. No, there's no evidence that the measles vaccine can cause measles. Number two, Italy decided to leave the World Health Organization. He said that this year. No, Italy has not announced that they're going to leave the World Health Organization, although Trump pulled us out of it, if my recollection is correct. Fact check that, but I believe that's the case. Number three, he said early polio vaccines cause a surge in cancers. No, they do not cause cancer, and they did not between 1955 and 63, which is the period that he was talking about. He said that a Canadian study proves that the COVID-19 vaccines killed 17 million people. No, this is complete BS. Five, mRNA vaccines can cause cancer. Again, not true. mRNA vaccines do not cause cancer. Six, the Cleveland, he said a Cleveland Clinic study proves vaccination increases COVID-19 infection risk. In fact, the exact opposite is true. If you get vaccinated, you're less likely to get infected. He said that COVID-19 vaccines are linked to an increase in stillbirths. Actually, it's the opposite. Peer-reviewed medical research has found no link between COVID vaccines and increased stillbirth, and vaccinated women had a significantly lower rate of stillbirth compared with unvaccinated women. In fact, this was a piece published in by the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology in November of 2022. He went on to say that ventilators were why all these early COVID deaths were happening. Again, this is not simply not true. It's just a lie. He said that COVID-19 vaccines caused excess deaths among millennials. Again, no evidence of this. In fact, the exact opposite is the case. Number 10, he said that the 2022 Mpox outbreak was predicted in a simulation. No, the Nuclear Threat Initiative did not predict Mpox. He said India stopped a surge of COVID-19 by using ivermectin. Again, not true at all. He said that the spike protein in COVID-19 vaccines is toxic. No, it's what activates your immune system, but it's not toxic. It's not a pathogen. It's just, you know, it's just a protein. And he said the FDA did not approve the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which is absolutely untrue. The FDA did approve it. So just that's just one of the crackpots that Bob Kennedy has put on the vaccine approval board or vaccine recommendation board or whatever they call this thing. And here we are. I mean, this is just wild stuff, just wild stuff. This is what the Trump administration has brought us. They are gutting science. I mean, they're cutting billions of dollars from pure research that has made America the leader in the world scientifically. If, you know, apparently Vladimir Putin is regularly calling up Donald Trump and telling him what to do. Today, Donald Trump opened his little press conference or speech or whatever you want to call it, his Hugo Chavez moment at the G7 by saying, you know, this used to be the G8, but Barack Obama and Mr. Trudeau wanted to get rid of Putin. So now it's the G7 and we should let him back. Of course, you know, what he failed to mention was that the reason that they kicked Putin out was because he had just invaded Crimea, a.k.a. Ukraine. But Trump probably doesn't even know that because he's simply saying what Putin told him to say. And I'm wondering, you know, if Putin called up Trump and said, your assignment, Mr. Trump, is to do everything you can to destroy America. You need to destroy America's soft power so the poor countries of the world don't want to be allies by taking down USAID. That will lead to the death of millions and millions of people, which will be blamed on America. You need to end America's preeminence in science all around the world by defunding all this scientific research. You need to end America's preeminence as the number one place in the world where smart people want to go to college by forbidding foreign students from coming to American universities and gutting Harvard and Columbia and putting them under your thumb. You need to end the ability of people around the world end America being viewed as a wonderful place to vacation because it's a free and open country by having the Border Patrol interrogate people about the political things that they've posted online, like this guy from Australia. You need to go after people who are working in the fields and in the restaurants and in the hotels. You need to purge the country of non-white people. You know, if Putin had said to Trump, these are the things you need to do to destroy America, Trump couldn't have done a better job. Donald, you need to have a military parade like we do here in Moscow. I mean, I can't see where Donald Trump is doing anything that Putin would not want him to do to hurt this country. This man is Putin's bitch. He is Putin's puppy. He is Putin's poodle. You know, Vladimir Putin calls him up and says, jump, and Trump says, how high? Trump rolls over and says, please rub my belly, babe, you know, Vlad. It's just astonishing. It's just absolutely astonishing. I've never seen anything like it. And I can tell you, if a president was doing this when my dad was alive, he would be, you know, who volunteered when he, you know, fresh out of high school, 17 years old, to go fight Nazis in World War II. In 1945, my dad, the lifelong Republican, would have been at the front of the line to get rid of him. I just don't understand why these Republicans continue to go along with this. You know, Mike Lee coming out here and making jokes about this guy murdering Democratic politicians. What kind of sick, twisted BS is that? You've got the senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, coming out and saying, I'm afraid now because of Trump. And you know, when she saw Alex Padilla, the United States senator from California, being, you know, wrestled to the ground, she said, that's not the America I grew up in. Yeah, true. So do something. Do something, Senator. Susan Collins, I'm concerned. Yeah, we know you're always concerned. But do something. These Republican sellouts in the House and Senate. I get it. You know, Trump's got a lot of money. He's got a pile of money, and he's getting more every day. He got $1 million from Steve Apple, right? He got millions of dollars from Elon Musk. He got millions of dollars from, you know, hundreds of companies and lots of billionaires. Over $1 billion was contributed to his campaign by 100 billionaire families. I get it. He's got a lot of money. So you're afraid of a primary challenge. Are you really that much of a wimp, Republicans? Are you such wimps? Are you such fearful little people? Sitting there in the House and the Senate going, oh, we've got to keep our little job, our $150,000, $200,000 a year salary, you know, the power that we... come on. Isn't your country more important? I'm just astonished. And frankly disappointed. I mean, I remember when the Republican Party actually had progressives in it. I mean, we had one, you know, representing Oregon here. I remember when the Republican Party had people who thought that loyalty to country was a high value. I remember when the Republican Party had people who thought Russia was not what we wanted to be like. What the hell has happened to the GOP? Somebody tell me.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You know, I get it. You know, it's Citizens United and it's big money and all that. But there's something deeper going on here. There's some spiritual rot going on.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right. You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisisretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, neck creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, Vibrance.com/Tom, to get 37% off and free shipping for this this great Super C Serum. Vibrance.com/Tom.
It didn't fall in a single night.
Welcome back. 22 no minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I went to the Trump parade downtown. I just wanted to experience it. And I can see why it cost $45 million, because they turned the mall into the largest open-air prison. We were basically all fenced in. Hmm. And they basically built two pedestrian bridges, temporary pedestrian bridges, so you get over the parade route from one side of the thing. And then when it was over, it was basically, they didn't understand anything. They forced everybody to go over the pedestrian bridges again. So it took like 45 minutes. They weren't even smart enough to open up the fencing.
Yeah, the parade's over. You can pull down the barriers.
Yeah. You basically, so everybody was trapped on the other side inside this open air prison. Mm. And getting over there, they had about 100 TSA checkpoints. Mm-hmm. Stations and TSA, these agents gave a screening that was unlike any airport. They even looked inside my wallet.
In your wallet?
In my wallet.
What did they think they'd find?
I don't know what they would find. I was shocked. She was looking in my wallet. She looked in every compartment in my wallet. Yes.
Maybe he's looking for an official Communist Party of USA membership card or something.
I don't know. That was the strangest thing I ever saw. And she looked at my cell phone to make sure it was really a cell phone and wasn't a bomb or something. Yeah. It was like, these people are, you know, I can see why it costs $45 million because, yeah. You know, all that fencing and everything. The other point I wanted to make to you was about the attack by Israel on Iran. Mm-hmm. This is happening because Iran lost its strategic conventional deterrence.
Explain.
Basically, 10 years ago, I knew exactly what the Iranian plan was. The Iranian plan was to use Hamas, Hezbollah, and most important, Syria, to deter Iran from Israel from launching a nuclear attack against Iran.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So they had their non-conventional, yes, what's the word
yes,
for it?
Yes. That's why they accepted Obama's proposal. They went from, right. they've always believed they have to have a nuclear weapon in order to prevent Israel from attacking them with nuclear weapons.
Right.
They have the same concept as any nuclear power would have. Yeah. But they came up with yes. Well, because they know they can't survive an Israeli counterstrike. There's no way that they know. The only thing they can do is hit one or two Israeli cities.
Yeah.
Okay. The other point is that once Hamas broke the rules, Hamas was supposed to only use those rockets if Iran ordered them to, in order to be part of this conventional, you know, counterstrike.
Right.
That's the only way Iranian missiles could get through, mm-hmm, the Israeli defenses. And of course, the Israelis were being very successful. 90% is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're shooting down an MRBM, which goes about one third the velocity of an ICBM. So that's why they were so successful. U.S. Mm. couldn't build something like this, like Trump believes, because the velocity is so much greater. So the interception curve, because I used to be an advisor on ballistic missile defense. So, yeah.
Amazing.
So, you know, but Israel doesn't understand. Well, they should understand because I
think Israel's got it all figured out. There's a fascinating headline in the Financial Times today that Israel overestimated Iran's military strength.
But Iran's not going to surrender. They took far more damage from Iraq in the Iran-Iraq war than
anything Scud
close to Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Scud missiles.
Oh, they lost a million people in the Iran-Iraq war.
Yes, they lost it. Yes, it was basically World War One. It was World War One against World War Two. I mean, Iran was using World War One tactics, and Saddam was using World War Two armor.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Mike, thank you. I'm telling you, we've got the smartest people on earth listening to this program, and they call in from time to time. Mike, thank you so much. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. I'll keep picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome nutritionist and dietitian from Weightless MD, Sherry Stoka. Then Phil Krause, owner of the Time Community Theater in Oshkosh, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 8th Congressional District Congressman Tony Weed from De Pere wants to punish cities that support what he calls anarchy. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchist from Endangering Cities, or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor.
Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow language interpreters in state courts to appear for hearings and trials virtually. Proponents for the legislation say the state has a shortage of qualified interpreters, and allowing virtual appearances could make the justice system more efficient. Under current state law, interpreters must appear in person during trials, but can appear virtually for some hearings. Critics say virtual interpreter appearances could lead to miscommunications, eroding the rights of victims and defendants. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today, warm and muggy, with highs reaching the low 80s. Got chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon, and then a line rolling through late tonight. And some of those could be strong to severe, bringing hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time, at GetNativePath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath, G-E-T, GetNativePath.com/Tom.
But history knows.
35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Linda in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine, Linda. What's up?
Okay, I'm pulling over. I'm on a long, desolate road and pulling over so if you can hear you. I wanted to let you know about my, King's experience. I'm a full-time nomad, so I had to choose a place along the road to where I was going to go to protest, and I was going to be close to Salt Lake City, so I chose that. Mm-hmm. And I spent a couple nights there, and I wanted to let you know that, well, from my perspective of 78, it was all young people, almost all. There was very few that I saw my own age.
Huh,
and,
that's interesting.
And it was a wonderful, go ahead.
No, I just said that's interesting. I'm getting these kind of reports from all over the country.
I thought that it was, you know, I thought it would be an interesting place because I'm thinking, maybe it's mostly red, you know, what's it going to be like in, you know, in Salt Lake City. But it was wonderful, you know, and before we get to the end of the march. But it was, I chose the one that had the march because I thought that was more worthwhile as being prominent. And we had a rally, a few speakers. That was good. And the march, I mean, it was said that this was over, 10,000 people, more or less. And I was amazed. It was wonderful. It was so much spirit, all the chanting. And where the shooting happened, it was a march, which, you know, from my perspective, did get tiring. It was over a mile through down part of downtown Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And at the end, when it was where I thought it was already supposed to be the end, mm-hmm. and it kept on, and I was tired, and I stopped to sit on a building thing, and then that's when all of a sudden people started turning around and running back, and that's when the shooting happened. So the shooting happened at the very end mm-hmm. of the march. Mm-hmm. But the march itself was fantastic. It was fun, and it was lots of energy.
Oh, that's marvelous. Linda, you said you're a full-time nomad. What does that mean? Yeah. Is that a euphemism for homeless, or are you living on the road, or what?
I live in my little RV. I have a little Toyota Dolphin I bought in 2016. Mm-hmm. And I have been, I live part of the winter, because you have to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I live part of the winter down in southern Arizona. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one year it was 2 months. And like this last year, it was probably 6 or 7 months. It's usually quite a few months that I'll spend down there. And then when I can get my stuff back together and get ready, then I go on the road. Right now I'm on my way up to Washington State.
Wow.
And I'll go visit my son. And then I'll cross over to the coast of Washington, Oregon, and go down to Northern California and visit my new great-grandsons. And so, and you know, I just I have to be somewhere. I don't have a house anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So I'm a full-time traveler.
And you're enjoying it.
I am enjoying it.
That's marvelous.
The only thing I miss that I don't like so much about my life is I can't have a garden and grow things. But
yeah,
I did just buy three little plants that I'm hanging in a window. Okay.
Oh, sweet. So, there you go. Well, Linda, thank you for sharing your story with us and telling us about the Salt Lake City experience. I appreciate it.
Yeah, the guy that did call earlier, he didn't mention anything about how great the march was.
Yeah.
And, you know, and,
sounds
and
like,
the protest
sounds like
was.
They had a great time. Linda, thank you for the call. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call and a belated happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you.
First thing, you were discussing William Shurer's book regarding the Third Reich records. Remember that at least they kept records that could be reviewed. You know, they kept
That's true. They were obsessive about it. IBM helped them.
and here's the problem. We have an administration that has demonstrated that it will use things like Signal in order to obscure
They're not keeping
the ability
records.
To see it. Yeah, so we don't. I don't know what the post-mortem of this is going to look like because they've already demonstrated that they're trying to hide things as they go along.
Yeah.
So there's that. Wanted to point out about Mike Lee. He was Sam Alito's law clerk.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
That's in his...
Exactly. To me, that's yeah, nothing more to be said. Regarding the Wisconsin assassin, Bolter, interesting thing about this guy, he worked for, according to CBS 58, a local station, looks like in Wisconsin or in Milwaukee. According to them, he worked for a Praetorian Guard Security Company, and the company website said that he served as the director of security patrols and had training by people in the U.S. military. So sounds like he didn't actually serve in the military, that he had training by people in the military. I have been telling you about, you know, over time since January 18th, I have seen indicia of some of those folks who went to Eric Prince's training camp. I'm seeing elements of that pop up in different places, and there's a part of me that wonders if that's what this guy was tagged into.
Yeah, Eric Prince is very active in Africa, too, and this guy was in DRC, you know, in Africa.
Yes. Yep.
In fact, I think DRC had hired Prince at one point. That's fascinating stuff. Marie, thank you. Thank you. You always bring the receipts. I appreciate the call. Thank you. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Did you see last week that the Russians struck what they call the British visa office in Kiev, right? And they claimed that that office was, stationing British military personnel that helped Ukraine carry out that attack that, destroyed about a third of the Russian strategic bomber forces. And they're claiming that, the Brits are continuing to provide Ukraine with reconnaissance data, et cetera, to help them carry out further terrorist attacks in Russia. And this article was suggesting if the Brits continue to do that, the Russians should use their Oreshnik hazelnut intermediate-range ballistic missile to hit the British submarine base in Scotland.
Was that the basis of the headlines over the, I guess it wasn't over the weekend, it was maybe Thursday or Friday last week that Russia was threatening to attack U.S. That was Iran that was threatening to attack U.S. bases.
Yeah, right, Iran, right.
Yeah, I'm mixing them up. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, that would certainly trigger Article 5 of the NATO treaty.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm suggesting, you remember the Battle of the Bulge when, Nazis had our forces surrounded in a Bostong, and the German commander suggested to General McAuliffe that, surrender to avoid further bloodshed. And General McAuliffe said to the American commander to the German commander, nuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what we should reply.
Well, did you catch Donald Trump today at the G7 meeting going off about how they'd been treating Putin badly?
And, Yeah, I don't understand that.
What do you think of that, George? I mean, you're a former intelligence guy. You speak Russian. You read the Russian press. Apparently, Trump had a long phone conversation with Putin a couple of days ago. Is Trump a Russian agent? I mean, what the hell's going on?
I think, you know, I think that the Russians have what they call a kompromat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Compromising material on Trump, and they're getting him to, you know, the dance to Putin's tune.
Yeah, it certainly seems
either
that way.
Follow our leader, or else we'll reveal all that.
Yeah, I think that almost has to be the case. I mean, Trump is not a brave man, but they must have something incredible on him.
It's transactional, you know.
Yeah, there you go. George, always great hearing from you. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, Tom, and enjoy listening to your program.
Thank you, George. I'll do my very best. It is 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys, but then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. Deodorants you've used, you're used to, just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
You're raising your voice.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's up?
I wanted to say, you know, unfortunately, I was not able to attend the rally, but it was quite large, and I heard estimates up to 80,000 in St. Paul. They canceled one here in Northeast Minneapolis, where I live. And, you know, we have this idea of ourselves here in Minneapolis as, or in Minnesota as being very nice, but I think after George Floyd and this one, there's something dark that is underneath all of our niceness that's not very nice at all. And so, you know, I think that it is. We have a lot of Christian fundamentalists here in outstate Minnesota, in that area where that person lived, and they really do look at the rest of the country, you know, people on the other side, the liberal, quote, establishment here. I don't think it's that established, but, you know, they look at us as enemies. You know, this isn't like, you know, we're all working together to solve problems, and you know, it's not surprising that there aren't more incidents like this, considering that it gets a pass by a lot of people in the Republican Party. I don't think it does on the Democratic side at all.
But when you consider the rhetoric coming out of Fox News and people like Mike Lee, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep. It's anyway, that's all.
Okay, John, thanks a lot for the call. Alex in San Pedro. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Yes, sir. I got you on speakerphone. I'm on my way over there right now.
Good morning. Hey. How are you, Mr. Hartman?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
I saw you on the Belshi show, I think it is, over the weekend.
Sunday morning. Yeah.
And my first thought was, that guy knows me as Alex from San Pedro.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. And you're right, you have an awesome audience. One thing. Are we living the Godfather or what in regards to our political Keystone politics? In other words, the Godfather is babies getting baptized and people are being murdered, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is Trump's birthday and people are being murdered. Is that a birthday gift to him or what?
I doubt there's a connection, but you know, we have a guy here who clearly has been radicalized both by hardcore right-wing Christian anti-abortion freaks and I would say Trump, you know, according to his best friend, he's an enthusiastic Trump supporter. He's, you know, I call him the MAGA terrorist. I think more people should be calling him the MAGA terrorist.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's gone a little more than that. One thing about the parade, he's one of those people that gets vengeful, it seems like. Like tearing apart the FBI because you're investigating me, I destroy you, maybe. Yeah. What are the chances now he's really going to want to be violent to the public?
He being Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, I think he already is being...
turnout because at the military parade, his birthday.
That was a threat of violence, essentially, you know, domestic violence. And I think he's already being violent to the public. He's just doing it mostly to brown and black people and public servants who have a higher percentage of black and brown people among them than private business. So, Alex, thanks for the call. It's a good one. I got a caller here. It says Cedarburg, Wisconsin. The last four digits are 8304. You want to give us your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Carmella. I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Okay.
And about 20 minutes ago, a gentleman called about going to the, I believe it was the D.C. Parade, and talking about pretty much being frisked and like going through his wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately thought of the RNC was held here in Milwaukee last summer. And yeah, they had barricades everywhere. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of unpleased business owners because no one could get in and no one could get out. Like those same people couldn't go out and visit beautiful Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking the same thing, like they have this, what's the word? Well, anyway, they're basically
police state lockdown.
Exactly. Like I was going to use a different word, but yeah, that's exactly it. And I just found it fascinating that that's the way they go, but it seems to be that that's who they're catering to. But they're also hurting themselves by doing that, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know what your thought is on that. But I about 4 years before that, the DNC was supposed to be in Milwaukee, and we were heartbroken because they closed it down because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go to that. But it was going to be a happy, joyful event for us here in Milwaukee. And then the RNC came, and we're like, we were cringing. But then we thought, well, it'll be good for business in Milwaukee. And it ended up not being that way. So I can imagine what D.C. is going through right now. Like, I don't know. They were talking about the potential damage to the roads with all the tanks and everything. And then I can imagine. And then just the cost. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's all I had. Pleasure to finally get to talk to you. And you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Carmella. Thanks so much for the call. It's nice to hear from you. And I look forward to future conversations. Thank you. And that's it for us for today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Thanks for being with us today. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. And stay safe, be good to yourself and the folks around you, and I'll catch up with you.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening. But the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist,
not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to fffrf.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511, because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes...
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
DeLorean Walls in the house.
Y'all have been such a powerful platform for so many, including myself, that's bringing so much awareness. And just because the last couple of times I've been on the show, so many people have been asking, how can we help serve? And if we can get that normal, our community is going to flourish even further.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time, the State Department has issued a do not travel warning for all of Israel and the West Bank due to ongoing strikes between Israel and Iran. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson announced he's postponed his scheduled trip to Israel in an exclusive interview with ABC's Jonathan Carl. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says rounds of talks with Iran and the U.S. were stalling so Iran could keep building its nuclear arsenal, and Israel had to act.
We're fighting this larger war against this oppressive regime that has oppressed the Iranian people for 46 years, that has spread mayhem, violence, and terror throughout the Middle East and well beyond.
Israel says at least two dozen people have died in Iranian missile strikes. Iran says more than 220 people have died in days of Israeli strikes.